Years ago, when I was still an IT consultant, I owned a very expensive car, a beautiful, sleek, burgundy-coloured car with ever-so-soft, light-tan leather upholstery. It was just so stunning. Those were the things that I went after back in those days. Anyhow, I was called upon to visit Australia's Governor-General, the Queen's representative, at Government House in Canberra to record a short radio interview with him. The problem was that it was a great big bird plop right on the front of the car, smack bang in the middle. What would Sir William think? What would he say? I drove up the great sweeping driveway where kings and queens and presidents and prime ministers have driven, and I was so embarrassed. All I could think about was this very conspicuous bird plop right on the front of the car. And yet he was so gracious. He didn't even seem to notice. He treated me like I was the most important guest who'd ever visited Government House. I wonder sometimes, when we think about God and we think about the stain of the sin on our lives, I wonder whether we have those same low expectations of him, as though God casts a critical eye over us and sees the stains when all along he's already rolled up his sleeves and washed them off. You see, 1 John chapter 1, verse 7, if we walk in the light as he himself is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus, his Son, cleanses us from all our sin. The whole point of Jesus dying on that cross for you and for me is so that the guilty stain of our sin would be washed away. It's easy, in a sense, to know that in your head, but wrapping your heart around that truth, owning that truth, experiencing God's forgiveness for yourself, well, that's a whole other thing. As I was driving up that driveway, all I could think about was the stain. But when I met the Governor-General, his demeanour and kindness and honour towards me set me completely at ease. I totally forgot about the guilt of not having washed my car before I arrived. The only way to experience God's forgiveness is to get to know him, to spend time with him, to pray, to listen to him speak directly to you through his word, the Bible. And the moment we sense his loving kindness towards us, his presence in us, the guilt just goes away. Listen to me. The blood of Jesus, his Son, has cleansed you from all sin. Now, draw close, ever closer to God in your own personal intimate times with him, and the guilt that you once felt will simply evaporate. The blood of Jesus, his Son, has cleansed you from all sin. That's God's word. Fresh for you today.